Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Paraches Mishnah Test, Chapter 8, Mishnah 9, the final Mishnah of Maseches Yuma. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, one who says, Echtev Yashuv, I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. Echtev Yashuv, I sin and then I'll repent. Says the Mishnah, he must speak in the other lasses tshuva. We don't enable him to do tshuva. His repentance is not accepted. Mar teaches us that the reason the Mishnah says, Echtev Yashuv, I'll sin and I'll repent, it says it twice, is because once a person sins once, all of a sudden it becomes like a heter, it becomes permissible to him, at least in his subconscious. If a person says, continues the Mishnah, Echtev Yom Kippur Mechaper, I'll sin, but I know that Yom Kippur is going to atone. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur does not atone. Says the Mishnah, Averi Shebein Adam L'Makah Yom Kippur Mechaper. Sins that are between man and God, Yom Kippur atones if a person does tshuva. Tshuva is that he feels bad for what he did, he confesses for what he did and accepts upon himself not to do it anymore. However, Aver Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi, sins between man and his friend, say somebody damages somebody or hurts him verbally, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Achiratzes Chaveri, Yom Kippur does not atone until a person appeases his friend. Either he pays him what he owes him, he asks him Machila, he asks him for forgiveness. Concludes the Mishnah, as though Darash Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. This is what Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Darshan, this is what he taught. Mikol chatei seichem, from all your sins, lefnei Hashem titaru. From all the sins that are between you and Hashem titaru, you can attain purity. And from here he learned that Averi shebein adam lamakam, sins between man and God, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur atones for. Averi shebein adam lechaveroi, but sins that are between man and his friend, ein Yom Kippur mechatru atriabzitz over here. Yom Kippur does not atone until a person appeases his friend, because the pasuk says, "And Yom Kippur lefnei Hashem titaru." The sins are between man and God. There's purity from Yom Kippur. Sins between man and man, one first needs to ask forgiveness from their friend. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate, how lucky are you, the Jewish people? Lifnei mi atem mitarim? In front of you, who must you purify yourself? Mi mitar eschem? And then who purifies you?" From the spiritual impurity, says Rabbi Kiva, Avichem Shabbat Shemaim, your father in heaven. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vezarakti Aleichem Mayim Tohirim, and I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, Utartem, and you shall be purified. Vaimer, additionally, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, the Almighty is the mikvah of the purifying body of water of the Jewish people. Ma mikveh metares atmeim, just like a mikvah purifies those that are impure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris Yisrael, so too the Almighty Himself purifies the Jewish people. So it's such an appropriate way to conclude this Masechta. Mazel Tov, I'm finishing this Masechta. And the fact that tonight is the first night of Slichos, as a matter of fact, we say the Pasuk, V'zarakti Aleicha Mayim Torim, that the Almighty will sprinkle upon us pure waters with the heart, and we shall be purified. Hopefully through learning Mishnayos each and every day, that will give us a certain level of purity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us in the Slichos days, in the days of Vav, the Yom Naran, and Hashem will say, you know what? You're trying to be purified. I'm happy to purify you. Wishing you a good Vach and a great upcoming week.